Recorded in Seattle, Washington. It's an earful in the Emerald City.
Hold on to your butt.
Where local and national gossip is twisted with comedy. Starring Shoddy and Slim. Two typical guys who hold nothing back.
What the hell is so great about that?
To make your jaw sore.
Oh, that's nasty.
Get your mind out of the gutter and give it up for Shoddy and Slim.
And here we go. Hey, what's happening, guys? Earful in the Emerald City, episode number 23. You guys are listening right now. Thank you for joining us. Michael Jordan edition, I'd like to say. The man who has made the number 23 more memorable than anybody. But hey, we appreciate you guys coming here on the show and listening. If you guys are new listeners, thanks for joining us. We'll do our best to make sure this doesn't suck. No promises, though. But I am Slim here, if you guys don't know. And right across from me is my main man, Mr. Shoddy.
What up, everyone? Shoddy in the house.
Shoddy in the house, indeed.
Thanks for joining us. It's almost Easter weekend. What are you doing for Easter?
Is it this weekend?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. You know, I should know when the Lord was coming back. I should know this stuff better. I didn't. Actually, you know what? I'm not even going to get this fucking day off, dude. The guy who runs my company is a religious guy, but somehow he doesn't include the day off for all of his employees. He's not that religious. He's not quite to that level of faith. Not that much faith in it, but holy shit, we're getting sidetracked already. Before we get too far off track here, though, we got to bring it back for a minute because we got a special treat for you guys here.
A second guest in a row?
Special treat for you guys.
What?
And a special treat for me. A special treat for
wait,
me.
Wait. Not for me?
Well, I think you're going to get more out of it than I will, to be honest. I mean, I've got plenty of this.
Because I need to get mine.
Exactly. Hey, everybody does, man. Everybody does. But no, we got
this guy's fucking blushing over here.
Special guest, our third guest, and who knows, maybe even our gold medal winner. We'll see here in about an hour. But a good friend of mine, a very funny man, Mr. Max Hubbard is joining us here today. Max, thank you for joining the program.
That is right.
Oh, my God. You sounded beautiful,
man.
What
a great introduction, by the way.
I got to ham it up, man. I mean, you know, we're trying to do this thing big. So.
Nicest words you've ever said to me.
Yeah, well, savor the flavor, my friend, because it won't happen again soon. All right. No, I'm just kidding. I love this guy. I'm glad we're here with him. But, yeah, so we got a good one here for you guys. We got a heavy news cycle, so let's just get into it, and let's do this how we do it proper. Get down to business. Get it out of the way. And throw it back on the weekend rewind here. All right. So I got to send it over to you, Mr. Hubbard. I got to send it to you, man. I think you had the most exciting weekend. I know you did out of all three of us.
How do you know that?
You were crossing international borders, man. Okay. When you cross international borders, there's always a little bit of crazy shit that's going to go on.
Customs did check. They searched my vehicle pretty intense.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they went in the back, opened bags up.
Really?
Yeah, whole deal.
Jesus Christ. Who do you think? Was it you? Was it you that tipped them off, or who was it?
Well, my passport photo is horrific. If you're a customs agent, you look at that, you go, this guy has got something. I always get stopped.
I don't know what it is, but I don't trust him.
I always get stopped.
I don't trust him. Fucking A, man. How did it go up there, though?
It was great. I went to Whistler. It was great. Did some snowboarding. Walked around the village a bunch. Bumped into an old friend, too. Mm-hmm. Talked to her for a little while. It was great. Yeah. Had a blast.
Nice, nice. Whistler, we're in a unique spot here because we can actually go across that border and do that international thing. And Whistler is one of those towns. You don't get that everywhere, especially in this country, but that's an international town. Like, you'll find some people that are from just some crazy random country that you wouldn't even have thought of. And they're just there partying, shaking their ass, doing some skiing during the day, trying to have a good time.
Yeah, I think it's like on Google Maps, it says it's 4.5 hours from Seattle up there. So it's really not that bad. Uh-huh. I drive like a dick, too. Yeah, I drive like a dick. I shaved some time off there. I was like just over a four.
Drive like a fucking dick.
He does. Yeah. At least he admits it, though. That's... You know, that's the first step in the process, but Fucking hey, well, that's cool, man. What was going on with you, dude?
Well, I had to work, but we celebrated St. Patrick's Day in style.
Oh, man.
That's right, we did.
We went to a house party in Northgate. Shout out to the people that are listening that were there at the party. And I mean, we got down. I was playing DJ, and man, I was holding it down on the PlayStation 4 Spotify.
Oh yeah.
we got down to some Wu-Tang, some Childish Gambino, some old school 90s shit, man.
Old school 90s.
Yeah.
That's was, a money zone.
It was 103.7. Yeah. That's all it was the whole time. Yeah. It's throwbacks.
Yeah. Yeah. Some Ludacris.
Song of the night, though. Song of the night had to be, no surprise here, DMX Party Up.
Oh. Yes.
When you got a skinny, cute white girl that's dancing and singing every single word to the song.
Oh, that's the best.
You nailed it. You nailed it right there. All right. You take the person you thought the least chance of knowing this shit, and she's got every word memorized. I'll tell you
yeah,
that,
so
I was pretty impressed.
Yeah, she was good.
I was pretty impressed.
She was good.
Definitely don't judge a book by its cover, man. It's been said before.
Exactly. No, she surprised me. There was a lot of high fives, you know, going around there. I felt obligated. So that was a good time. This was the second weekend in a row that I've been robbed of by the man. You know, I was busy out there working, unfortunately, trying to get used to this. But I don't know. It's rough, man. I want the man's job. I want to know where you apply for that, how you get it. I mean, there's got to be. Is it who you know?
Yes, you have to get a small loan of $1 million. Is the very first step.
I've heard that somewhere. Where is that? That sounds familiar. Oh, drunk.
Some old TV host or yeah. something. I don't even know who it was, but
the celebrity. Fuck it.
Yeah,
but
Don't even do it. Don't even do it. But no, yeah, I was working, but I went to the comedy club actually. I saw a good comedian, Erin Foley. She was pretty funny. Didn't have the big numbers there, but she was definitely doing it though. She did a
very nice.
She did a nice 45, so that was a good time. But yeah, fucking hey, that's the weekend there, guys. But holy shit, quite the week in news here. Quite the week. What do you think, big guy? Where do we even get started over here?
What happened?
I think we should kick it off with the most recent, biggest local news.
Oh boy!
It made fucking national hashtag all over. Hashtag man in tree.
That made a national hashtag.
Yeah, that hashtag it went national.
Of course it did.
The hashtag went national. Hashtag man in tree. And when he climbed down, hashtag man on ground.
Wow, the legend. Yes. The legend lived on. Still, Jesus, that's crazy.
This guy's starting a ground roots movement. He wants people to climb into trees. Or something.
Was that his purpose?
Is that some kind of pun? I don't know. Is that some kind of tree pun, huh?
Why was he hurting the tree? Like, what the fuck did the tree do to him?
He wasn't hurting it, was it?
Yeah, they talked to an arborist on the news last night. I tuned in for this. They talked to an arborist, and he said they did a little bit of damage. Nothing that can't be corrected. It's an old tree.
Yeah, man.
So they got an arborist on it. He said needed some trimming anyways. He was getting close to some power lines. Uh-huh. So it needed some work anyways. They're going to touch it up.
True or false, this expert was Latino.
No, white guy, for sure. He was probably high, though. He's the man. He's the man you were talking to.
He's the man in the arborist department.
Yeah, the Latino will cut the tree.
You fucking racist asshole. Yes. You are, God damn it.
The Latino will be the guy who's climbing the tree without a rope, and he's got to trim it up later.
God damn it.
No, but hey, you know, this is one of those situations. It's a very unique situation, and because I saw this via Facebook. That's how I was informed of it. This is like a perfect Facebook thing that kind of goes around. I'm watching you. And and that's how I found out. And, you know, these people, they take advantage to do whatever they want with these kind of situations. Right off the get-go, I see somebody on my newsfeed, and they're going social justice warrior on this one. And they're saying, you know, hey, listen, everybody's joking. This is a funny situation, and everybody wants a kid. But mental illness is a very serious disease, okay? And this is something that needs to be blah, blah, blah. And I'm just thinking to myself, listen, do you have to steal this guy's 15 minutes of fame like this and call him a retard? I mean, Jesus Christ, the guy's climbing up a tree, okay? He wants to fucking climb a tree. If something bad happens and he falls out of the tree, you know what? And he dies. At least he died doing what he wanted to do. All right? He was climbing up a big fucking tree. And at that point, is that just natural selection? You know, if you want to...
I don't know why that saying exists. He died doing what he loved. I'd rather die doing something, you know, like, I'd rather die giving someone a back massage or, I don't know, something you hate. You don't want to die doing something you love.
Why?
You so love you're doing that. You want to keep doing it.
Well, that's true, but you're going to be relieved that you don't have to give a back massage anymore? so you're facing eternal damnation?
That's a bad example. How about mowing the lawn? Who wants to mow a lawn?
I'd rather
die mowing the lawn.
Have the blade hit you in the head.
Yeah, that would actually suck.
I just say that, you know what, at least if you end up going out that way, at least you remember for that thing you were doing. You know, that was your deal.
You think it was worth the hassle closing down all the streets and, you know, that one guy was the reason that traffic got backed up, alternative routes.
Would it have not been backed up if he wasn't up there, though?
That street is pretty bad with traffic already. But still, think about that. He's right. They had to close down a traffic street. Now the other streets are even more trafficy.
I mean, good thing it was my day off and I didn't have to go anywhere. Because that motherfucker would have pissed me off. I almost took a bus. I almost took the 550 downtown and was about to go down there and get on my camera and videotape, but I decided to stay in and sleep.
Good choice.
You did mention mental illness, and there's a part of me that feels a little bit sorry. I mean, he was up there for how long? Like 24 hours or something like that?
Way over 24 hours.
And he did bring like a lunch snack with him because like half, you know, like earlier in the day, he threw an apple down, and then he probably didn't know he was, you know, he brought a snack. He threw the apple. And then, like, another 6, 8 hours, 10 hours goes by. He's like, fuck, I want that apple. Like, I shouldn't have thrown that at that guy. He might have already learned his lesson.
If he hit the guy, though, if he made a direct hit, do you think he felt like it was worth it?
Well, he's probably hangry. He's probably up there hungry. He's getting angry at passerbys. I'd be throwing pine cones and stuff at him, too.
Oh, yeah, anything you get your hands on. Fucking it. That's, you know, I don't know. I just the way I was received, this news was received to me, that just kind of pissed me off more than anything. And it's like, oh, you're bringing awareness. Oh, that's great. You're bringing awareness. What else are you going to do? How are you going to actually move the needle here? What else? No, you're not doing anything.
What fucking awareness was he bringing?
Yeah, to what?
There's nothing. There's nothing. That's what I'm saying.
He hurt the tree.
No. The tree might have been asking for it, though. You never know. You never know.
Is that the tree that they do the Christmas lights on? Is that the Christmas tree?
I think it is.
It's right in front of Macy's. Yeah. I think that's the Christmas tree.
It is.
March 23rd will now be dubbed Tree Abuse Awareness Day.
That motherfucker.
March 23rd.
He messed with my Christmas tree. That's my Christmas tree.
That was already, I thought that was already August 4th. Was Tree Abuse Awareness Day.
Are you thinking of...
They have a fucking different day for everything now. It was Puppy Day the other day. Like 2 days ago, it was National Puppy Day. Like, does everybody but me have a fucking day now? Like, everything.
I think you're just out the fucking loop, sounds like it.
Apparently.
Yeah, it sounds like you need a puppy.
Yeah. Yeah. With how lonely you are, fuck yeah, you need a puppy.
That's true. Maybe even two.
If you had a puppy and it's puppy day, you're like, oh yeah, I knew it. Perfect. This is great. Look at my puppy. probably got some free likes off that puppy picture.
Jeez.
Yeah, yeah. You turned into a quick puppy day enthusiast once you actually own a puppy.
That's right.
Yeah, you come around. You come around fast, but I just there's a day. I mean, what's tomorrow going to be? Tomorrow there's a day. It's a good Friday. It's Good Friday.
Well, that one's been on the books for quite some time.
Yeah, you can't.
That's been around.
This is still bullshit.
You can't quite.
People would.
You can't bitch about that one.
People would take away Puppy Day before you could convince someone to get rid of Good Friday. They might crucify your ass for suggesting something like that.
How dare you, though, do that to the puppies?
You're going
to
have lightning struck on your ass.
That's true. That's true. Oh, my gosh. Fucking A. Well, yeah, the man, he...
Hashtag man in tree.
speaking of the man, since we've already mentioned him, we got to get into it. Mr. Obama. What about this guy? Holy
Cuba.
Shit.
Cuba. He went to Cuba and took care of shit.
Cuba.
That's my president right there, man. Yeah. That's my fucking president.
No, what shit. A tough job. Smoking cigars in the sun, shaking hands.
Fucking Obama.
Seeing all those dude, nice Obama's vintage cars.
Obama's a fucking G.
He is, that's right.
He's a fucking G, man.
He knows what he's doing. Guy. Oh, man. Yeah, that's... I just couldn't believe it. I saw the stats on it, and it's been 88 fucking years.
88?
88 years since Coolidge. Coolidge was the last guy
Coolidge.
To step foot in Cuba.
Huh.
And this guy's done. I mean, honestly, on the long-term scale, I don't even know what it's going to mean. I mean, this even if we started selling everything that Cuba needs to them, what is that even going to move the needle on our GDP?
With no, not at all.
$19 trillion debt that we have?
It's an unnecessary, thing we had going on with them.
Yeah, that's true. It's
that's down in the Caribbean. Let's go check it out.
That, what do you mean that's the closest one to us?
I would love to go check that out.
That's the closest one to us. And we were talking earlier about all those old cars they have, and yeah, that's kind of fucking crazy. But at the same time, they take care of those fucking cars. That's like a Meacham auction driving down all the time down there.
You think the same Detroit engine is in those? No. It's just like some Russian-built thing in there, some Frankenstein motor somehow putting it along.
Yeah, some pipe that's made out of like aluminum foil,
Hey, that actually will increase the GDP. We have all these people who have all these... out of the box thinking, like, how do we repair this? Mm-hmm. Oh, I got an idea. I guess just get a couple wires, a little pipe. All right, here we go.
Avocado.
They're a bunch of country full of MacGyvers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's true. That is true. These guys know what to do. What did you think of that, man? I mean, I don't know.
He went down there, got shit done. He's trying to make peace with... The communists. You're trying to make peace, man. That's what we need. World peace. I'm all for world peace. I don't like going to war. I don't like arguing. I want world peace. I don't want to be the most hated country in America, even though we already are. But
that's a rough country. But, yeah, I agree. It's like you have this country that's 90 miles away from our most southern shore. 90 miles. And we've had this icy of relations with them for decades now? Are you fucking kidding me? I mean, the only reason this something like this could stand up is because at one point Cuba was a threat of annihilation for this country.
Yeah.
And that's the only reason that beef has been able to stand for so long. Okay, because at one point it was like, oh, you're going to shoot missiles? Oh, fuck you guys, okay? You want to sell anything to us ever again? Get the fuck out of here. Like, that was a serious situation, but now it's like, Russia, they don't give a shit about Cuba at all. Are you fucking kidding me? You think Putin's thinking about Cuba at all?
No, he has better missiles now.
Yeah, exactly. His missiles have long-range capabilities. He doesn't give a shit. That's exactly what it is. And it's like, let's just kill this beef, okay? This
Did
is
y'all
unnecessary.
Know?
It's not helping anybody. Let's just squash this, all right? Let's be done for everybody's well-being.
Did y'all know Fidel Castro was still alive?
Oh, dude, that guy's probably going to live for another 100 years. He's
gonna, yes, he is.
He's going to live for like another 100 years, probably.
Fidel Castro is still alive.
See, we should be smoking Cubans. That guy chugged those.
Are they still illegal in the States?
I had one this weekend in Canada. It was tremendous. Really?
How was it?
It was good. I mean, I'm not some cigar aficionado or anything.
Cuban cigars, man. Ugh.
Hey, I mean,
smooth like a motherfucker.
It was good though.
They'll be coming in more. You know, it's slowly going to happen. But yeah, it's just the energy that you waste trying to keep an act some ridiculous policy like that is much more consuming than just letting it be.
That's probably the best embargo on our record, because I think I read something that was like 5 internet connections in that whole country. No Wi-Fi, no nothing. Just because we decided, we're not going to trade with you. And they seriously have nothing. So I bet you they have some internet connections right now.
Dude, you know the angel investors are fucking... Forget the pun, but they're flying in as we speak, all right? Yeah,
for sure.
God damn, yeah. There's going to be a ton of money to be made. These people want to be connected. And I mean, internet access. What the fuck? You don't have internet access? What are you, North Korea? Get the fuck out of here. Where is there not internet these days?
It'd be a great place to vacation. We got to do it before it's like too touristy or changes too much, you know?
That's true, yeah.
Got to get down there in like a year.
Yeah. That's true. I don't know if they're doing flights actually yet, but I think they have a few companies that are going commercial now and hit it there. But yeah, you're right. It'll change. You know, it'll change after they bring all that money.
What flight did Obama take?
Air Force fucking One.
I'm sorry, I'm retarded. I'm
there was a picture of him on Twitter.
He ain't flying Southwest.
You must have seen my tweet. You stay away from Southwest.
Dude, I don't trust Southwest. Southwest is a fucking Walmart of airplanes. They really are. They're the Walmart of airlines, man. They do shit funny, and I've been flying. I've been around the airline business for a very long time. My grandmother worked for Delta for 20 years, so we used to fly for free. I've worked for American Airlines for a few months, but man, Southwest Airlines, those motherfuckers are sketchy. Some sketchy sons of bitches, man. Like, when they call you up to start boarding, they're like, okay, everyone up. It's not like in groups like with Delta and United and American, where it's priority, first class, platinum club, and then groups A, B, with Southwest is okay, everyone up. And
it's a fucking free for all.
Yeah. Fucking, and you're trying to, and you know, people are trying to want to get in line first. What's the fucking point? There's no goddamn first class.
You gotta get that best window seat.
Why is first class board first, anyways? If I'm paying extra, I want to be on there the least amount of times.
That's a good point. By the end
of the flight, the whole airplane smells like farts anyway. It's like you want to spend the least amount of time possible.
That's true. And at least if you did it that way, you let all the peasants to the back of the plane first.
Yeah,
and
so you don't have to walk
man, past they're not them. Fucking peasants. They're not fucking peasants.
Hey, I'm just one of them, man. I'm one of them.
Hey, man, we've had the discussion. You flown first when you fly first class? That's, man.
It's probably the ultimate. I've never done it.
I only pay for first class tickets when I'm going international.
Yeah, that's worth it.
Because he's a baller.
That's the only time I pay first class.
I think with international, there's like a little footrest.
Fuck yeah.
And it like turns into an animal and it massages your feet and stuff.
He's not kidding.
I've never been to first class. I don't know. I just heard about that.
Jesus, yeah. I know. That's like... Actually, that is high, but the ultimate peak has got to be flying private. That has got to be like... That's a lifetime goal for me. If I flew private tomorrow, I could die the day after and feel... contently accomplished.
What about if the private jet goes down while you're on board?
I was about to say that. The words out of my mouth.
I mean, who's on board with me, you know? Depending on the crew, that's almost even better.
I think the body of Stevie Ray Vaughan and Billy Holly. Who else?
Skinner. It was Buddy Holly, Richie Valens. And it was someone else.
Dude, I've discussed this many times with people. We all got to die somehow. Okay, we're gonna meet our maker one way or another. Plane crash in the whole scheme of things, not the worst way to go out. You're going to have a minute of pure terror as the plane is descending rapidly, a thousand feet per 3 seconds. But it's going to be over quick, at least, and you're not going to feel a lot of pain.
Yeah. You survive the crash, the jet fuel will finish you off.
That's true. But if it doesn't, you're going to get a book deal.
Yeah, that's true. The bright side.
You know, I mean, this could be life-changing for some positive, too, you know?
It'll definitely change your life, that's for sure. Yeah.
I mean, you want to die in a plane crash, or you want to die getting attacked by a pack of rabid dogs? All right. What do you want to do? That happened to a lady in Wisconsin a couple of years ago. All right, I saw the story.
She survived the plane crash, but then she got attacked by...
Oh, that poor lady.
If she did, I'd say she had the worst luck in the world. No! The dogs ate her! The fucking dogs ate her! She got eaten by the pack of wild dogs.
Oh.
It was in Wisconsin. My buddy was going to school there at the time.
Oh, my God. The fucking story.
A pack of wild dogs.
Ate her.
Those exist in America.
In America, exactly.
In Wisconsin, yeah.
Well, these things were street hardened, obviously, you know?
Yeah, that's true. They live on the streets.
God damn. At least two, and like once you know the jet's going down, you're like, okay, they're not correcting this fucking thing. We're going down way too quick here. You know your body's going to release some kind of dopamine or something in your mind, and it's going to be just a chemical overload, and you're going to be so fucking high right as the plane is about to hit the ground that it's just going to.
You know what I would do? You know what I would try to do? Like right when you know physics and you're like a math god. Okay. I would stand by the door, and right when you're 100 feet, when the plane's 100 feet, just jump out.
Tuck and roll.
Just tuck and fucking roll. If you can make it.
Just time it perfect. You want your shoulder to barely be hitting the first thing that's barely hitting the ground.
I also am not a physicist or a mathematician.
It can work though.
But you would have to. How fast would you have to jump up to cancel out the downward? Downward velocity. I guess it would be.
It could work. Like when the plane's 100 feet. Jump. Just.
It would all.
Instead of a very convincing hand diagram for us, and I don't know. I think you sold me, actually.
It would all depend, honestly, on how much you could leg press. You know, like what was your leg press? If you could be like over 250, over 260.
You size him up. I think he's got it, man.
Well, he's hoisting 260 all day long. I mean, so of course we know he can do it. But you know, you need to get those big numbers. If you could push up harder, yeah. Who knows? Who knows? Maybe we should try this. This could be a good experiment.
I'd rather not, but...
Maybe Mythbusters?
I'm telling you. I've always thought about that. I'm like, well, your chances are slim, but if you can time it correctly, you know math, you know your physics, when the plane's about 100 feet from the ground, get by the door and jump. Jump, do a fucking barrel roll or something, because you don't want to land on your legs, because you'll be fucking paralyzed. Or you'll break both legs, but you do a barrel roll or something, you're good. You may get a dislocated shoulder. That may be the worst thing that can happen, but you fucking cheated death.
It'll be like rolling dice in Las Vegas, all right? You give it a shot. Hope it doesn't come up on 7, otherwise you crap out. You're fucking done. But
is that how that works down there?
Well, once you've established the point number, that's how it works. Okay, gotcha. Yeah, you know the drill. You know how they do it. But hey, like I said, there could be worse ways. You know,
watch. The next time a private plane goes down and someone's listening to the show, they're going to be like, hey, remember what Shoddy said? 100 feet rule. The 100 foot rule. Everyone jumps out at 100 feet. Everyone survives.
I'm imagining like Mark Cuban standing there with like a smoldering suit on. Like, I listened to a podcast. This guy helped me out so much. I survived the crash. Only survivor.
Yeah.
And here's what I've learned from it. 5 points to make your life more successful. Fucking Cuban. Oh, my God. No, that... You'd automatically get a book deal, though, if you survived a fucking plane crash. I don't care how many people are on. I mean, obviously, the more that died, and when you survive, the better. That definitely helps numbers.
Wow. Fuck everyone else.
Hey, most of the time, it's everybody.
They got families, too.
Most of the time, it's everybody that's gone, all right? If you get one survivor, sometimes that's even good.
That's happened a few times where there's a crash, and then the one guy or the one... It's usually like a little kid or...
Somebody or very girl. Malleable.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't think we were talking about plane crashes.
I told you, man. This thing just... This, it's like a...
When you're 100... The 100-foot rule.
I like that.
I like shit. That.
Keep it in mind.
It ain't your life's not over until it's over. I'm just trying to survive.
All right. Speaking of surviving, did you guys hear about what's going on in Brussels there?
Oh, what's so funny about that?
That's probably the best transition of all times.
Jesus, man.
That was brutal.
Don't get me started on this shit.
That was brutal.
Because I guarantee you, neither of you know what happened in Nigeria.
I didn't really hear about Brussels. That was out of the country.
Oh, that's true. Well,
they don't talk about this stuff in Canada, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, we had another European attack. Another European jihadist attack here. Now, I don't know what's going on. People are going to make a big deal about this. I'm sure Fox News was going crazy, but... I don't know. I think maybe it's a proximity thing. Maybe they're closer to point zero where all this shit is going on. I don't understand it, but there's got to be something geographically or culturally behind this to what's going on. Because you obviously had Paris that happened last year. You got this one now. And the thing that I don't get is the whole time since Paris happened to now, these fucking authorities in Brussels, they've been kicking in doors week in and week out, okay? I'm hearing about shit all the time on Yahoo News, all over the place. Three more places raided in Brussels, right? All this shit. And look where it got them. Look where it got them. They've been kicking down doors for months now, and these motherfuckers still pulled something off. Still pulled something off. And they're saying that there's multiple people at large, too. Multiple guys at large who haven't been... which maybe they're hamming it up to help their case out, but...
Well, I believe that. I mean... The whole operation didn't go out with one strike. Who's going to keep the torch going?
That's true. There's probably levels to this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Like Meek Mill would say, you know.
Meek Mill, is that the head guy?
That motherfucker's taking L's. that motherfucker is taking L's. No. You know who's been taking L's lately? Cat Williams. You see? Did you hear that? We'll get to that later, but...
I did hear about that, actually.
Yeah. No. Well, anyway, no.
Way in here, though, real quick. You know, let's just tie a bow on this. And I mean,
man, my thoughts go out to Brussels, but I'm sick and tired of the media only covering terrorist attacks on countries that America can relate to. There was a terrorist attack at a mosque in Nigeria today, and I got the news off of Al Jazeera.com, and I tried searching for it on mainstream news sites, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, NBC News, and large market newspapers. None of them covered it. And it really pissed me off.
There was a lot of violence in that area day to day, though, right?
Yeah, but it was still a terrorist attack, though.
Oh, it was?
Yes!
Oh, shit.
Well, some bad group's always going to claim responsibility for it, usually, you know?
Well, they got those gangs that run rampant down there, like the Diamond guys and stuff.
See, why are you making excuses? It was a terrorist attack. It was a terrorist attack, but no one wants to fucking cover it because white America can't relate to black Nigeria.
Do we know what terrorist group it was or who claimed it?
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
You did read the article, though.
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get fucking hostile here, but that shit the shit pisses me the fuck off, all right?
Yeah.
Because they're, I mean...
Well, they know who they're selling to. I mean, that's the thing. The news, even the news agencies know who they're selling to. They know who's watching. They know what type of news they want to hear. And yeah, you're right. It should be more important. There's been incidents in the Middle East too. Beirut's been hit. A couple of the places have been hit. And yeah, these incidents get skimmed over. But the second some European country gets hit, they're all over it. You know, they definitely are. But
so that what was the attack in Brussels?
It was in a metro station. It was in a metro station, and okay. it was basically just a bomb that went off. It was a bomb that went off, killed a bunch of people. I think it was near the airport too. I think it was 37 or something dead, whatever. Blah blah blah. But something else that happened too. You're right.
That's brutal. Here's the
bias. There was two attacks earlier that week that happened in Turkey. And these got skimmed over too. There was a car bomb that killed, I think it was, I want to say like 37 people. So it was close to the same numbers. And then there was another suicide bomber who killed 3 people. One of which was him or herself. I don't think the body was able to be identified, but one of the 3 was him or herself. So... And again, like you said, those just got completely skimmed over. You know, they choose which ones here and there. But nonetheless, there's obviously a disturbing trend here that's going on. And I don't know if it's as important as Donald Trump supporters think it is. But, you know, there's definitely a little something behind this that is going to have to be addressed.
Yeah, maybe.
ISIS is weak. You've heard me say this. ISIS, they're fucking weak. They accomplished what they wanted to accomplish. They don't have to go after America. They don't have to go after America anymore. We are still suffering from what happened on September 9th, 2001. We're still living in the same fear. We're still living in,
yeah.
Ever since then, this country has produced so many fear mongers. We are a fear mongering country, and it's sad. It's sad that we can't live in peace anymore. It fucking sucks. I don't want to live in fear. That's why I say there's got to be another way instead of just going to war and bombing random fucking countries, killing innocent people. It's not worth it. That's what ISIS wants us to fucking do. Seriously, you know how many Muslims there are in the world? Billions. Mm-hmm. If every single one of them were bad, we all be fucking dead by now. Mm-hmm. We all be fucking dead by now, man. They want us. They want us to live in fear. They want us to think this way. That is ISIL's goal.
Yeah, that's the only way they can even have an effect, you know.
Yeah, you see a lot of, you know, Muslim people make that argument too. It's like, you know, this is a very, you know, population speaking, very small percentage of it. So, you know, I get that. It's a very small amount of people. You can't judge a whole group of people.
Jeez, man.
Yeah, but you still have to address that fragment though, because
yeah.
Hardcore Christians, hardcore Buddhists, they're not doing this kind of shit, okay?
Yeah.
And that needs to be addressed. At the same point, though, you talked about war, and I agree. I think the war in general is what has to stop here. The war in general. Because the thing is, like I said, there was 3 attacks, okay? One of them, 3 people died, including one person who was the person who strapped the vest on himself, okay? If I'm going to strap a vest on myself and kill myself, one and 2 other people that are going to die, one of them better be Barack Obama, and the other one better be Yoko Ono.
Whoa, Aaron.
Okay.
Let me
and just, I don't know when I'm going to find them in the same scenario, but...
Why would you want Obama?
Let me ask you, have you ever thought about maybe joining? I mean, they have... The recruitment package is kind of appealing.
Well, if Trump gets elected, I mean, there's going to be a fucking draft.
No, I'm thinking like an ISIS. They like that thought. That's good, Aaron. I like that.
If I'm taking two people out, I mean, come on, these people better be fucking important.
Yeah, right? See, that guy didn't have that mindset. He was just going straight numbers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing. But to produce somebody who's just going to strap a vest to themselves,
Yoko. Aaron, you have general written all over you right now. You could rise the ranks very quickly.
If I don't blow myself up, you know, that's the problem.
Well, that's the idea. You got to get the guy below you to do that.
Just that one right below you.
Yeah, it's like getting a job at McDonald's. Like if you're overqualified for McDonald's, but if you get hired there tomorrow, I bet you're maybe not in the first month, but you'll be manager within the year.
Yeah.
So you get on the inside and you rise through the ranks. It's that fry cook who's blowing himself up.
He'll fall for anything. That guy, he doesn't even know.
He'll put however much salt you want on there. You tell him what to do.
You motherfuckers are horrible.
No, but to produce a person who is willing to do that, the only scenario that you can produce that is in a scenario where there's bombs constantly falling everywhere else in that country. Yeah, there's no opportunity. There's no jobs. There's nothing good going on. You say, all this other shit, that really sucks too. So I guess I'll just strap this bomb to my chest because that sounds like it might suck a little bit less. That'll probably suck a little bit less, and maybe I'll get those 72 virgins that they've been talking about, you know? I mean, I won't count on it, but, I mean, you know, it'd be nice if it came through.
What if you get up there and they're, like, 13-year-old boys?
Where are you going to find that many virgins? Where are you going to find that many virgins? I mean, seriously.
I think that's, over there.
See, there's a lot of unanswered questions, and this is a problem with their faith, you know? Is there's a lot of unanswered questions here that they haven't had.
You know what everyone forgets? 21 years ago, 6 years before 9/11, the worst terrorist attack happened in Oklahoma City by a white Christian male who was a veteran named Timothy McVeigh. But the right wingers use the excuse, well, white terrorists, there's not a lot of them, but it's the Muslims that are no, you can't give Timothy fucking McVeigh a pass just because he's white. No, he's the same fucking threat as ISIS.
They didn't give him a pass. They iced that guy.
I know. Well,
he paid for it.
Yeah.
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 No one brings him up.
I would blame Ryder, the rental truck that rented. He drove in there. It was full of fertilizer and gas. How come they didn't back check him? I blame Ryder.
They didn't do a background check.
Actually,
they
might have paid too. I don't see those trucks around anymore. The big yellow Ryder trucks.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Do they exist?
I think the company is not as popular as it once was, but I think they're
still
doing
brought more than the building down. That company suffered.
Their stock price did probably plummet after that. Yeah, that was rough for them to get past.
Same thing with the Ford Bronco with a certain event, but we're not going to.
Hey, that was recently for sale, by the way, with this new OJ hype. The Ford Bronco was for sale. It was $220,000 or something like that.
And it was that exact bids. Bronco?
Yeah, and it was getting bids. People were like, oh, yeah, I want that one.
They didn't even clean the stain up yet.
Of course not.
No, it's like a coin. If you clean it improperly, it loses value.
I don't want to buy that. That's... Dude, stepping in there would just give me goosebumps. I mean, God.
If you were rich, or if I was rich, I would have my buddy drive me around in there, just like he did. Let's go, man. We got to get on the freeway.
40 miles per hour on the freeway.
Yeah, exactly. Stunting. Drive slow, homie. Might be some girls, homie.
Ghost ride it. Ghost ride it. You got to ghost ride it.
Keep it slow. Keep it slow.
No, but hey, that's the main reason why they stopped making Broncos, because of... OJ.
Oh,
OJ
no.
Fucked it up.
The bad VR.
Yeah. Because it was a running joke, and Ford was like, man, fuck this.
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. A white Ford Bronco on the LA highway.
What year Bronco was that? I wish I knew. Because there was more than just that one out there. That was a very popular vehicle back then.
You can get some ketchup, you know. You can reenact the whole thing, you know.
It's like the world stopped when that happened. But back to what's going on in Brussels. I mean, my thoughts go out to them, but we need to be more... The media needs to report when every terrorist attack happens, because here's the thing.
We'd never hear the weather.
I'm trying to be fucking serious here. No. If we would know, if we would be more informed that ISIS and terrorist groups are attacking other types of nationalities besides white people,
then we'd be more scared. We'd build our military bigger and invade more countries.
No, we wouldn't be living in fear. We wouldn't be living in fear as much.
Well, because we know they're attacking everyone instead of some people.
No. We would...
It's a tricky subject, is the thing.
It definitely is. And listen, it's like you said, Shadi, okay, it's the fear. The real thing to be worried about here, the thing that we have to worry about the most, is the fear. It's not ISIS, okay? I'm not afraid of ISIS. I don't think you're afraid of ISIS. I don't think you're afraid of ISIS.
I'm not fucking afraid of ISIS!
No, because we're reasonable people and we're not paranoid, okay? The only thing that they can do is cause one of these situations, have chaos enter, have us all not know how to respond as regular, decent human beings, not contribute to the cause, not make sure the people are taken care of, and then we get life back to normal as soon as possible. The only thing that they can damage us with is the fear. That's the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all in our own fucking heads, okay? Unless they get a nuclear weapon or some kind of crazy dirty bomb where potentially unleashed in a metropolitan area, mm-hmm. maybe could kill a couple hundred thousand people, they can't do shit.
To us.
No. We would have to do it to ourselves, all right? We'd have to implode from within, let the paranoia, let the fear go crazy, make us change how we act.
But he's right. There's like those homegrown guys who are going over there and then coming back.
Yeah, but...
Like San Bernardino. You got to be careful, you know?
Yeah, but they never... They didn't go to any fucking ISIS town halls, okay? They didn't show up at any of the meetings. They might have pledged allegiance via online, but they didn't do anything. They weren't affiliated in any direct contact. They're just crazy fucking nuts who should have been left in the country. I don't know. What do you think about that phone, though? They're all on the phone. How the FBI wants to get in. Apple doesn't want to give them the hack.
Mm.
They've been talking about this shit forever, and you know what? As much as I don't want to give the government power they shouldn't have, apparently one of the male guy, the shooter, apparently he had a government-issued phone because he worked for some agency in the local area there. Hmm. And so, like, I don't know, that kind of changed things for me. It's like, if that wasn't even his phone, and you're not going to let him hack into there and see what was going on. Oh,
they're trying to break into his government-issued phone?
Yeah, because it has his own personal passcode on it.
It's like Hillary's emails, man.
Oh, God. Dude, no, you never see those.
Here we go.
What is going on, man?
Here we go.
You'll never fucking see about those fucking things.
What do you mean, WikiLeaks? They got them all now.
What's up with Assange? I heard he's been incarcerated somewhere, but
his health is not doing too well, I don't think.
Well, fucking, you get locked up for 10 fucking years on some bullshit. Are you kidding me?
That
shit's going to start being detrimental to your health. I mean, fuck. That's why it's a weird time now. It's like it's easy to get that information out, but to protect yourself and stay out of the fucking eye, that's not easy either. You know, it's a two-way street. It's a fucking two-way gig, but I don't know, man. I don't know. Well, fucking A, let's move on to the next topic. Let's get a little local here for a minute. What do you guys say? Let's get a little
local. I'm down for that.
Yeah, let's talk a little local here. All right, for any of you who are still tuned in and you don't live in Washington, maybe this is a good time for you to call it a night. I mean, it's up to you. I don't want to force you to do anything, but...
Don't scare these motherfuckers away! Goddamn!
All right, stay in. We got some big news here for you. So we've talked about this on the show before. I've talked about this with you in private, Max. The new tolling situation on the 405 freeway. All right.
405.
This clusterfuck of a goddamn tragedy wrapped around a nightmare. There might be some relief coming here. There might be some relief. They've just changed the rules, And now they've decided that the toll lane is going to be free on nights and weekends. And a few holidays
there
here.
There you go.
And what I have to say to this is, it's about fucking time. It's about fucking time, all right? You guys, that was the biggest robbery since fucking Ocean's 11. And they pulled off the heist on whatever that handsome gentleman's casino was. Got him for
Andy Garcia.
Yeah, he got Andy him for Garcia. $100 million or whatever.
He was handsome.
I mean, this was a fucking...
He was a handsome motherfucker, man.
That guy played the billionaire well. He played the billionaire role very well. But no, dude, it was fucking time. And like I said, Max, me and you have talked about this shit. I mean, I'm surprised that there was any kind of give back here at all. I mean, this kind of shows that maybe with the right amount of outrage and people collectively getting upset enough about something, mm-hmm. that maybe we can move the needle a little bit here. Maybe we can do a little something.
Yeah, I mean, I don't use 405 just because I'm on the other side, but if it was like that every day and I was commuting, I'd be so mad every day because it clogs up the regular lanes.
I used to use 405 a lot because I used to live in Woodinville, and I was still living in Woodinville when the toll roads happened, and it was a pain in the fucking ass.
What did that do to traffic?
It would back it up in odd hours. Like it usually 405 gets backed up, starts getting back before the toll roads happen. 405 would start getting backed up starting at 2:30, and it'd be backed up till about 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's backed up from 2:30 to 9:30 now.
Wow.
It's fucking horrible.
It's all the fucking time.
All the fucking time.
It's all the fucking time. It doesn't matter. You can be driving around on a Saturday at 12:30, and you're gonna be slamming on the brakes on the freeway. It's gonna be a parking lot at one point. I mean, this is just how. Like, what are they doing? What are they doing for us? What, like, how are they making everyday individuals' lives better with this shit?
Well, so
rich people.
Yeah, Bertha's losing money really fast, and so they need to supplement to keep that project moving along.
Well, they just resumed Bertha.
It's going again?
Yes, it is.
Oh, well, that's good news.
Oh, nice. So now it's only 2 years behind progress.
Yeah, that's great. That's Jesus. Positive. That's
well, we news. Just saved a lot of money on the UW-Link project, because that got done early.
What's that?
We saved a shitload of money on that. They have
light rail.
They have the light rail. And you can ride the light rail to UW now.
They call it the U District. Nice. They call it U District, but it's not. It's the stadium.
Yeah,
the light rail goes to the stadium. Yeah. It's funny how that's station
right down there, though. That's good though, because they got games. So then instead of having that like influx of traffic,
yeah, but that's just during the season, dude.
Where are those pickup spots?
What about every day? What about every day?
Where do those go to?
They go. It connects to the Capitol Hill station, and then it's going north. Oh. I think to Northgate, but
it's an easy walk to that. What's the name of that outlet mall?
What outlet mall?
In the U District.
I don't
right
know.
By U, right by Husky Stadium. That big ass
University Village.
Yeah,
U Village is an easy walk there. Just get.
Yeah, but sure. But here's my thing though, man. Why not have the one that's actually in the U District? Why not open that station up first? Because Huskies, they won't even start playing for a couple months. I mean, why you got to serve the big money makers right off the bat? Why can't you do what works best for everybody? If you bring people up to the U District, up by the school, you're telling me they're not going to ride to there and then walk down to the stadium if need be, if there's something going on down there?
What about the college students who want to go downtown Seattle who don't have cars?
Well, yeah, but they'll connect down later though. They're not down at the stadium. They're not hanging out at the stadium. They're up by the school. They're up in the fraternity area. They're up by the apartments and all that shit. I don't know. It's just like they're not even going to open that shit for a while. I mean, it's good. It's better than nothing. And you're right. They got it done ahead of time, which is incredible for the Department of Transportation around here. I mean, that happens less than a blue moon.
If they're done, let's take some of those workers who crank that shit out and put them on the Bertha project. They could use a hand.
Yeah, maybe on the 520 bridge, you know, throw them over there, see what they can do.
Ooh, that floating bridge. Are y'all going to that? Y'all going to the grand opening of that?
When's that at?
I think.
I would go to that. That's a big deal.
They cut the ribbon in front, and then boom, yeah. a bunch of cars come driving.
That's what they did for the UW light rail. They had a they cut a ribbon.
Really?
Yeah.
Get some photos for the newspaper.
Oh yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you spend $100 million in taxpayer money. I mean, you got to have a few good pictures to show for it. All right, here. So, I don't know. Let's just. I'm very impressed that it actually there was so much outrage that there was a little pushback and they said okay maybe we got to pump the brakes here a little bit. Like that is encouraging. I mean the tsunami that is road taxation is going to come over us eventually whether we like it or not, but at least we were able to slow the wave's progress a little bit there, you know, peeled it back a little bit, because the thing is at nighttime no one's using that fucking lane, okay? It's not going to be backed up in the regular lanes. No one's going to use that extra lane. Why not open that up and it more evenly disperse the flow of traffic on all the fucking lanes? I mean, what are you guys doing here?
Why? I mean, if it's clear, it's clear, though. I mean, you don't need to hop over there anyway, in theory.
That's true, but it's always good to have that little extra room to work with.
Because originally, I think 520 was told, and then they took that away. Same thing. They're like, after midnight... Do your thing, whatever.
I've been wanting to test and see if that's true, but I'm too much of a pussy to.
I actually don't know if it's true either. It's after 11. People keep telling me this.
It's after 11. I'm telling both you fuckers.
After 11?
You said it's from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m., right?
Yeah, 5, maybe 6, but yeah, I say 5 to be safe.
That's a pretty good window.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the perfect time for people to not be driving on it.
Right.
You know, so that's obviously free.
Or if, you know, someone's one eye in it and they had a couple too many drinks, you don't want them going all the way down I-90 or all the way up to Lake City. You give them the straight shot home.
That's true. They're running the gauntlet either way.
Sounds like
you know?
Me.
Yeah.
They're gonna
allegedly,
run the
gauntlet. Allegedly.
They're going to run the gauntlet either way, you know, so give them at least a little shorter try. You know, if they run into something, hey, it was meant to be, but... Yeah, I know. You don't want them going too far there. That's crazy. But, yeah, I don't know. They fucking hate. I hope this light rail thing works out, dude. I hope it does.
It should. It's going to be great for the students.
I mean, that's the most efficient way to move the most amount of people, like bar none. You get the buses. You get a lot of buses involved. And you can get close. You can move almost as many numbers, but not quite. It's just the amount of stops though. That's the thing.
And you know they're gonna stops. add extra routes.
Yeah.
During the football season.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, for whatever reason.
And in five years they're gonna add a light rail and Northgate, and I think Bellevue just passed to have a light rail in downtown Bellevue.
That's great news about Northgate because. I don't know about you guys, but as soon as I heard light rail, I kind of thought subway, and I immediately started thinking, I cannot wait to finally film a video I could submit to WorldStar. And those Northgate bitches are crazy. You're going to see some fights on there.
Oh, my God.
That 2 a.m. crowd.
Why is it in Northgate?
Where it gets dicey. I don't know.
That's true. That's where Horline kind of begins. That's where it all gets
really.
That's where it all gets started. Yeah, that's a short walk actually to 99 from the main station there. That's probably
bad.
A 10-minute walk, you know, at most, even in heels.
How long do you think until the light rail is the primary transportation in Greater Seattle? How many years?
Are we talking just for hookers or for everybody?
For everybody.
Oh, for everybody. Okay. Okay. For everybody. It's going to be a while, man. It's going to be a while.
What, like 20 years?
No, it'll be like 2022, 2023. If they set it up proper, it'll be fine. The problem is if you have too many stops, then time-wise, it doesn't make sense for people.
They need to take notes on Atlanta's... I think Atlanta has the best... transportation system. It's called MARTA. And MARTA means moving Africans rapidly through Atlanta. But no, it means something else. But you know, Atlanta's a black city, so that's what they call it. And it's a big fucking coincidence that's what it also means. But no, they have a train and a bus system, but that train runs up and down, north, south, east, and west throughout greater Atlanta, and it's so fucking reliable. And I think that's what Seattle's trying to emulate, Atlanta's transportation system.
Well, if you want to be a major metro area these days, you have to have it. You have to have it. You look all around this country, everywhere you go, all the biggest cities, they all have it. Mm-hmm. Again, it's the most efficient way to move people around. Buses can come close, but you need to have a ton of people riding the buses, and if it's not convenient, they're not going to do it. So you need to have a combination of the two.
It needs to be reliable, and that's what those mass transit things can do, because those are on schedules. Doors closed, and they're gone.
Hey, yeah, sorry, exactly. We're done here, you know. We stopped, it's going, there's no traffic, there's no nothing. Yeah.
Do not answer.
Needs to be reliable, and that's the thing. It only needs to subtly decrease the car traffic on the freeways, you know, to be effective. It only needs to affect that just a little bit. Again, I just come back to, if there's too many stops, people aren't going to use it because it's not going to be time efficient. It won't be efficient on time. And if it's not, they're going to tell you to go fuck yourself. You're going to be like, this is done with it. But if the city's going to get any bigger, especially with the population exploding like it has been, we're going to have to. There's no way around this. We're
already a little bit behind schedule with it.
Exactly. We're probably a decade behind. Yeah. I mean, this is overdue, really, at this point. You know, you can only make so many, you can only add so many lanes to the freeway.
Seattle's playing catch up with the transportation thing, and we're getting close, maybe.
I'm surprised that Seattle is playing catch up with transportation, because when I was little living in Atlanta, and when I was on the outside looking at Seattle, I just saw Seattle as just like this hip technology city, and I just thought that they would have something that would blow MARTA out the water, because I mean MARTA is so fucking reliable. And Atlanta's metropolitan area is bigger than Seattle's. So
I've only flown into Atlanta, but when you're coming in at nighttime, it is like a sprawling metropolis. It keeps going. It's just lights forever. It's like a neighborhood that keeps going. It just keeps going.
Yeah.
Way bigger.
Yeah. So and when I came to visit here, I was like, damn, I thought Seattle would be fucking fucking trains going 200 miles per hour or something. But
dude, yeah, you'd think, man.
But actually, yeah, they got those in Japan, and you know, I'm not actually going to go on record saying anything further.
It's not worth it around here. The distances traveled aren't far enough. It's not that far around the whole entire lake. I mean, that's what you're navigating here. You're circumnavigating the lake of Washington, and that's what's slowing you down. That's why we got these floating bridges. But again, if the light rail can just move a certain amount of people, do it quickly, I mean, that's what we need. We need this. Like you said, we're probably 10 years behind already. So this is overdue here.
What if they make a new project? Because it is all about that lake, like you're saying. So people who live on the north end, you either do Lake City or you do 520. If they made an under lake tunnel between the two, would you drive in that? Would you trust the transportation the guy's building it? Would you trust them that it's sound? Would you drive under the lake?
Sound transit.
Sound underwater transit.
Sound under.
I don't know.
No, they need to make a light rail state. I think the most northern city should be Everett, and I know they have a. I know the light rail runs in Puyallup, and that's pretty fucking south.
That's just to the tracks or something, though. I think. I think that's a specific line. But the problem with Everett is it's too isolated. It's the only big city, like, up north.
I mean, isn't Puyallup? Well, no, Puyallup's not really isolated.
You pass Linwood, and then there's, like, nothing big until you get to Everett. Yeah, but that's a Boeing, big stretch.
Boeing's in Everett, and a lot of the people who work at Boeing still live in, like, Linwood, Bothell.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
That's true. If you get a couple of Boeing shuttle buses to a stop at Everett, and then get people from that 10 minutes from the freeway.
They do have shuttles, like, busing people in deep. Like, people are coming in. There's, like, packed shuttles coming in from Gig Harbor and stuff. We take a ferry every day. It's crazy.
Jesus.
You think your commute's bad?
I jump on a fucking boat? Get out of here.
No, but 5 years, they want to put a light rail in Northgate, and then after that, I think maybe 2023, downtown Bellevue.
Yeah, they'll go to Linwood too. Yeah. I know they're going to make a Linwood
station. But I think eventually, in 20 years, the whole greater Seattle area will rely on light rails.
Yeah.
I hope so.
But then again, by then we'll all have self-driving cars anyway. So, shit. You know, you'll jump in your Tesla, you'll tell it where you want to go, and you take a nap.
Hey, when I was in high school in Texas, someone told me that Bill Gates was on the verge of creating a microchip that would prevent car accidents. Is that true?
I don't know. Maybe that's what's in the cars.
Maybe. Who knows?
It'll be hilarious when those times finally do come when every car is a self-driving car. And now, like, you're driving in the bicycle's going to hit you. And you're like, yeah, some asshole bicycle hit me. And everyone's like, yeah, hey, bikes, what are those guys doing? Get a car. The car will be safer.
Get it.
I guess it already is safer.
Get into the system, would you?
Yeah, jeez. The bikes is going to have the human error still.
Yeah, pay for some tabs, would you? Get into the system, all right? I know that will be it, dude. It's fucking crazy. I mean, what happens to a DUI at that point, though? How do they factor?
I have a buddy who
they're going to have to get you somehow.
Oh, poor cops!
They're going to have to get you somehow.
Their overnight shifts are going to be boring as fuck now.
The Tesla doesn't know if you're buzzed. I had a buddy who test drove him, and he asked the guy the question. He's like, "Yeah, how does this thing know that I'm not, totally drunk right now?" It doesn't. That's the beauty of it. That was the response.
What do you think you're paying all this money for?
God, yeah, damn. He typed in the coordinates, and it took him. He was on a side street, and then it took him. He merged onto the freeway. It changed lanes, and he's hands free the whole time. Unbelievable.
That lucky bastard.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So Tesla's a perfect car to have if you're going to be drinking.
Yeah, new Tesla's got rich guys are doing that.
Are you fucking?
I mean, that's the balls out loaded edition. I think
the balls out loaded edition.
Yeah, man, but still,
jeez.
If you got it, I'm buying that.
No shit. Are you kidding me? That's a life changer. You know, that's a life changer. Every night that you're going to go out and have a drink or two, you can completely rethink that and be like, dude, just fucking let loose here,
all
right?
We've all been there where the lady, kind of touches your arm like, hey, maybe you shouldn't have another one. I drive a Tesla. Get off me.
You know how hard I work for that car?
Yeah. I deserve this.
God damn.
You know how hard it was to hit those numbers? Hey, the firm, God, that we,
the
you
firm's
know.
Been doing very good this year, all right? We had a very good year. We beat the market by 3%, all right? We made some good investments in some penny stocks, and they pulled through for us.
God damn it.
Fucking amen. Well, what do you think, guys? Should we tie a bow on this motherfucker?
Yeah, we need to wrap this up.
And, we're all fading here. God damn, I had a few too many drinks before we got started here.
Yes, holy you shit. Did.
I was excited. 2 weeks in a row, we've had a very knowledgeable guest here.
Yeah, but you cranked the heat, turned the lights off, light some candles.
All
that's
going
to make anyone sleepy.
Hey, I just want you to be comfortable, you know?
I'm very comfortable.
Feel good in your own skin. That's all I want, you know? I want us all to feel good here, but...
Thank you guys for inviting me over here. That's great.
Yeah, man, anytime. You can come kick it with us anytime, man.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get into it.
On the real.
You know, maybe there won't be man in the tree stories to some really serious stuff like that to get into, but, you know, we'll see what's going on at the time. But to you guys, once again... Thank you guys for listening to us. We really appreciate it. You guys, we're not doing anything for advertising here. It's all word of mouth. We're just doing the best we can. We're trying to make it good for you guys, and we appreciate you guys listening to us. And if you guys tell a friend, that's huge for us. It helps us out big time. And, you know, let us know how we're doing. We want to keep this good, fresh, all that good stuff for you guys. So keep in here, but we appreciate you, and thank you for listening. And, I'm Slim over here for my boy Maxwell Hubbard, who decided to show up tonight. And
I am Shoddy. Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And we are out.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining Shoddy and Slim on An Earful in the Emerald City. Hope you survived this torture. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Join us next time and tell your friends about the show.